This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
You're listening to Australia's number one tech podcast. Every week, join hosts Brad and Jason here on the Tech Webcast. Download our iPhone app, follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and visit us online at techwebcast.info. Here are your hosts, Brad and Jason.
Welcome to episode 172 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 28th of January, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason Oakley, Casey Coughlin, Steve Klingham, and our guest is Jabba Davis from Pizza, Swift and Shift Couriers and Howzo's. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hey, Jason, how are you, mate?
Good. We've got a star on today.
We do, mate. This guy's a legend. I've been waiting to talk to this guy for a long time, and he's on. And you may know him off TV. He's been on Channel V. He's off TV. He's been banned in a bubble. And, yeah, it's great stuff. He's everywhere, yeah. What's been happening, mate?
Not a lot. I've been trying to come up with an idea for a game to work on. It's going to take a while before anybody will hear anything interesting about that.
But, sweet.
Otherwise, technology-wise, not a heck of a lot.
Boxybox got an update this week on my box. Love it. Great update. You should get one, Jason. Boxybox update. The 3D Air USB. 1.5, yep. Thanks, Steve.
Did Steve get his USB thing?
He did. He did indeed. He's loving it, but unfortunately it doesn't work. But we'll find about that tomorrow in the show. And we got Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Hey.
How's it going,
What's
mate?
Up?
What's up, mate?
Pretty good. No internet trouble so far.
Good stuff.
My fingers.
Good
don't
stuff.
Jinx it.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
Speaking of jinx.
Speaking of jinx,
Brad.
Yeah, jinx. Hey, jinx.
Should give him a plug.
We love your t-shirts, mate, and I hope you send us more, unfortunately.
I bought two.
I bought five. Thanks,
holy
jinx.
Holy cow.
And I'll wear them all the time. And hey, Casey.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm fantastic.
That's the way. How's the weather over there?
It's pretty warm over here as well. Nice. We had some rain at the beginning of the week, but it's really quite warm right now.
Good stuff. I hope you got some stuff to talk about on the show. Some stuff you've been checking out during the week?
A little bit.
Cool. Can't wait to hear it. All right, Jason, where do we start, mate? Do you want to do the news first?
Or let's get the news out of the way at the start of the show. I think that's a good idea.
Cool. Let's do it.
Google opened its social networking site to anyone 13 or older and added features to protect teenagers' safety, helping the company compete with Facebook, which has similar age requirements. The Google Plus service, until now limited to users 18 and up, will be available to all teenagers except those in Spain, South Korea, and Netherlands, where age requirements are higher, the company said. New safety enhancements, meanwhile, will help control who can contact teens online and put restrictions on group video chats. With Google Plus, we want to help teens build meaningful connections online, Bradley Horowitz, a vice president in charge of the service, said on his Google Plus page. We also want to provide features that foster safety alongside self-expression. Caution is spreading among popular file-sharing services known for letting users circulate pirated Hollywood content. FileSonic, FileServe, and Uploaded.2 have abruptly cut off the sharing of movies, games, and other software just days after the US Justice Department closed down Mega Upload, the largest such site. It looks like the chilling effect has already started, says Dennis Fisher, editor in chief of security blog ThreatPost. Maybe one of the reasons the US government is going after the companies alleged to be hosting infringing content is to serve as a deterrent for others engaging in similar activity. FBI and Department of Justice officials do not discuss ongoing investigations. And speaking of Mega Upload, online file storage service MegaUpload.com was working on a legitimate music download service as recently as December that impressed the chief executive of New Zealand Internet Society, InternetNZ. United States technology website TechCrunch said the service Megabox was designed to let artists sell music direct to consumers online, cutting out record labels, and could it even have seen them paid small amounts when they allowed their music to be downloaded for free. TechCrunch said Megabox was tested with listed partners of Seven Digital, Gracenote, Rovi, and Amazon, the world's largest online retailer. Amazon would not comment on the nature of any relationship. InternetNZ chief executive Vikram Kumar said he was impressed by the business model for Megabox, which seemed completely legitimate. MegaUpload.com, Chief Executive Kim.com, and three associates face extradition to the United States on copyright, racketeering, and money laundering charges after their arrest last week. Kumar said the case against them would boil down to the level of knowledge they had about illegal file sharing taking place through MegaUpload.com and the actions they took to prevent it. Emails cited in the US indictment appeared quite incriminating, but the case would not be easy, he said. So there's a bit of conspiracy people thinking that's the main reason that MegaUpload.com was taken down, because they're going to open up something that compete with music services such as iTunes or the Zune and that sort of thing. So
Who knows?
It's interesting to think about.
All right. Well, let's talk to the guests. People in Australia, you may know this guy off Channel V. He used to be on Channel V. He used to be on Band in a Bubble and the two shows, Fat Pete's and Halzo's. We've got Jabber on. Hey, Jabber.
Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, internet. Hello.
How are you doing?
It's Casey, Brad, Jason, Steve. Good to be here.
Good, mate.
What's up?
What's up? So, Jason, want to ask my first question, mate?
Yeah. How did you get into acting on all of these shows?
That's a good question. I knew Paul Fenwick from my first stuff on TV. He was my producer on Red, which was called Red the Music Channel on Galaxy TV, which was Australia's first pay TV. It's a precursor to Channel V. And we did a lot of stuff together. He basically taught me how to present and how to appear on TV, and he knew that I didn't mind smoking bongs. So when he made the TV show Fat Pizza, he asked if I would just come along and act like a junkie. So I did that, and that just led to more and more stuff through him. And Bob's Your Uncle, 15 years on, we've just done Howzo's Series 1. The DVD went really well over Christmas, and hopefully we're looking at Howzo's movie and Howzo's Series 2.
Can't wait.
Fingers crossed.
Can't wait.
If you need any extras, give me a call.
Yeah, give me a call too. I can fly to Sydney. Jabba, now, you've been on Channel V, mate, and you also Band in a Bubble. How was that? Did you enjoy that? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 2004, I did a project at Federation Square in Melbourne where we broadcast live on digital TV on Foxtel for 502 hours straight, I think, with the band Regurgitator while they recorded a new album. And that was the last project I did for Channel V. So it had its ups and downs, a bit of a shock, to be honest. So, it's been an interesting seven years since then. It's a hard one to move on from, really. It's one of those notorious things that happen, and I'm still kind of. There's not a day goes by where I don't think about it, to be honest. And I've never listened to that album they made in there. I've never watched the DVD they made of Band in the Bubble, but I have just spoken a bit about it for a documentary. A guy called John Turnbull in Brisbane is making for about Regurgitator.
Nice, good stuff. So would you ever do any music stuff again? Are you doing radio at the moment, or?
I'm working for Max, which is basically the sister channel to Channel V. So if Channel V is Kanye's Katy Perry channel, then Max, I suppose, is the Coldplay U2 channel. So it's the older audience.
Good channel.
You know
good
which
channel.
One we'd prefer.
Yeah.
How do you compare the two types of things, hosting the music and acting in shows? Is it you enjoy both of them, or one more than the other, or it's just all crazy?
I guess it's like anyone that, you know, you do something for the money and then hopefully you do something as a hobby. And the pizza stuff, the acting was always more for the love of, I'm a huge fan of comedy, Australian comedy, US comedy, British comedy. And to be able to, you know, act in a show that people come up to you on the street and go, I love the show. That's its own reward. Whereas the Channel V stuff, it's got a small audience, and the Max stuff as well. Anything on cable, really. I've done stuff for National Geographic Channel and Lifestyle Channel. Unfortunately, the audience is so small that, you know, it's pretty rare that someone will come up and say, hey, I caught that show and it was really good. So, but it, you know, it pays well when the work's on. So, you know, the acting has always pretty much been for the love of it.
Okay. All right.
Do people think you like your character?
Well, I used to be, you know. I never really acted when I was in pizza. I really, really honestly just turned up and smoked bongs. But I haven't smoked a bong since 2004. So if people think I'm not as good as I used to be, then
maybe that's why.
Yeah, no more method acting, unfortunately. All
right. What do you think between working between television and radio? I mean, do you have, is your approach different, and what is your favorite per se, or do you like them both? Or
TV, definitely. I look, there's so much psychologically about being on television that attracts people, I suppose, like myself to it. You know, the from turning up to work and getting makeup on and getting fussed around and getting fitted with a microphone, the lights are on, being the center of attention, having people listen to you, whereas my experience in radio is you turn up to a studio in your tracksuit pants, you talk on a microphone, and you have no idea who is connecting with you. You know, there's not even a crew, whereas on TV, yeah, there's just something richer about television. I like radio, you know, I enjoy working in radio, but I write about radio for Encore magazine, which goes online via mumbrella.com. Cool. And TV's just more, you know, I'm a bigger fan of TV. You know, I love watching TV. I just finished watching Homeland, which I love. I'm watching Boardwalk Empire. I love The Office, the UK one, the US yep. one. You know, I grew up on TV. So, yeah, it's really, I like the screen.
I love TV. It's great. TV is great. Now, so what about Channel V? Did you enjoy Channel V, Jabba?
Yeah, look, that was a lot of fun. I look back on some of the stuff we did there and, you know, we produced so much live music television.
I remember the show The Joint. That show was great. You had so many cool bands on that show, mate.
Look, I really enjoyed that. That was a late night show that we did. We did about 200 episodes. Mixmaster Mike from the Beastie Boys played on there. Cool. Robbie Williams came on.
The Brown Hornet.
The Brown Hornet with Dylan Lewis, of course. Yes. Look, a lot of great bands and just a great experience. And we used to watch that show. We would record it and then we would go home with the crew and relax and watch the show back. You know, it was that kind of lifestyle at the time.
Cool, cool. All right. Any questions, Jason? Any more questions, mate?
Do you get much fan mail?
I have this thing of always trying to grow my Twitter account and my Facebook page, and I find if I go on TV and I put up a super on the screen that says, you know, follow me at Twitter or whatever, I'll get a couple of followers. But it amazes me. I always wonder how people grow those audiences without another medium. Mm. You know, do you think people can just grow on Twitter? Because obviously I'm doing this because of Twitter.
Yeah, you can. You just tweet stuff that people like and that's it. And yeah.
I need to tweet more. My wife always looks at me when I pull the phone out to get on Twitter. She's like, are you on Twitter again? I'm like, well, that's kind of how it works. If you're not on there maybe once an hour, once every 2 hours, otherwise I get on every 3 days and do 20 tweets and then people probably unfollow me.
Nah, shit, no. Just tweet what you want to tweet, man, and people love it. Like what Jason does every day.
Well, I've just tweeted about the mega upload. Mega Box, is that what it was? The music site?
That's it.
And straight away got a response from a mate of mine who works in show business. It's like, you know, that's what I love is that instant. You know, I like the internet almost more than anything because it's so immersive and so instant.
Feedback straight away.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly.
Definitely, definitely. So do you get much into technology, Jabba?
Yeah, look, increasingly so. I think we all do, really. You know, even from the fact that when I started in TV, pay TV was a new technology and people didn't think it would take hold. You know, over 15 years on, it's still growing and there's now digital TV. There's so many different other applications. Of course, there's Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Just to stream stuff. Yeah. There's IPTV. So
there's BoxyBox and, you know, that sort of stuff. BoxyBox is the best device to get if you want to do that sort of stuff. But
there we go. See, I'm always on the lookout because you kind of – YouTube, exactly. I guess it's
Xbox.
A matter of – it's sitting with stuff to see – what's going to take hold, and you give everything a go. Like I remember Pandora was going to be the next music service. I don't know if that still exists. You know, Spotify has been building for years now.
Spotify, yep, that's still around.
So, I mean, I guess there is so much technology now, it's a matter of what's going to stick. Look at MySpace. I did a massive TV show for MySpace. I left my radio job on the promise of another series in September 2008.
Wow.
The crash came, and of course, MySpace lost all its value, and they weren't about to spend more money on a TV production. We'd made the biggest specific production, you know, for them called the MySpace Road Tour. We went in search of the most extraordinary MySpace user, and who would have guessed? Rupert Murdoch certainly didn't guess that that was going to crash and burn.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they just announced at CES they're kind of trying to start up, you know, MySpace TV, and seems like they're ready to dump a bunch of new money into that. So,
can that work, Casey? Do you think anyone would believe in MySpace again?
I think they're going to really have to do a huge campaign to really kind of reinvigorate that groundswell, because a lot of people left MySpace kind of, you know, it kind of became like a ghetto. Like, what was before that? Friendster? You know, and I mean, people move from one to the other and they don't move back, you know?
That's the nature of technology, I find. It's like, you know, you have an iPhone 3, you get an iPhone 4, you can never go back. That is the thing with technology. Mm-hmm. You can never go back. Once you've downloaded a file, you know, if we're talking file storage or file sharing, once you've done that, a lot of young people I know, they've never bought music. They've never bought a DVD. It's just, it's not what they know. Mm-hmm. And so that
and
nature of like with MySpace.
So fast.
Exactly. Why would you go back to it?
Right.
Exactly. All right.
Steve. I can't remember my passwords.
All right, Steve, any questions for Jabba? Steve, any questions? Talk away, mate.
I think that was about it.
All right. Okay. How's your boxing box going, by the way? Let's have a chat about that for a second, and we'll come back to Jabba in a minute. And how's that going with the TV, USB
stick?
Oh,
yeah. I like the new update, 1.5. Obviously, it integrates live TV. Getting the main menu is a lot easier because it's right there when you go to the home screen.
Yep.
And pulling it up from anywhere in the interface. They integrated some more with movies. So when you go to the movie, it will describe the movie better.
Yep.
And the cast and crew, I think that was some of the changes I noticed offhand.
Cool. And how'd you go with your USB stick?
What's that?
How'd you go with your USB stick?
Could you say that again? I didn't understand it.
The free-to-air boxy box stick, you know, the one you got in the mail? The one.
I'm glad I got it. The shipping was fast. Once they said they mailed it, it got here within 2 days.
Oh, it's fast.
I broke it out on Wednesday and, you know, started using it and along with the update 1.5 as well. So.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up on my show, by the way. Plug for myself.
Can't wait.
You see the whole video for that.
So, Jabba, do you watch Foxtel more than free-to-air now? I take it you haven't got Foxtel at your house, but...
I'm waiting for the footy season to start up. Look, I'm just on. I've just, of course, punched in Boxy Box, which I've misspelt, and Google's redirected me. Is this something available in Australia?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
We gave one away.
What is it in a nutshell?
It's a media device that hooks up to your TV. You can use watch YouTube and watch TV shows.
It's like a Roku or an Apple TV. Another set-top box.
It's a media.
So if I've already got an Apple TV, do I still need a Boxy TV?
Yes, you do.
Because Boxy, yes, Brad, then yes.
Yeah, Apple TV. Shit.
Fred's their evangelizer.
Jason's got one. Oh, he did have one, but you had one, didn't you, mate?
Me, I had one until we gave it away.
But did you like it? Did you like it?
No, I thought it was all right. Yeah. I don't use my Apple TV though. Maybe I would have used the Boxy Box more. But
I think he went to Dark Side. He got a Roku.
I'm going to be Googling all these things. I got an Apple TV. I don't use it much. The Foxtel I don't use much. The main thing I use it for, and I can probably do this more cheaply somewhere else. I'm waiting for the footy, for the AFL to start, for my Foxtel to be worth its money.
Yeah.
Apart from watching my great shows.
You know what? You know what, Jabba? I actually mentioned this on Twitter to you a week. I'm not sure when it was, but you can actually get Foxtel on the Xbox 360 now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I lent my Xbox to a 360, Xbox 360 to a neighbor, which is good because I cannot control my gaming when I have it. So.
Oh, God.
It's best to not be in the house. But look, I mainly use it to pause, rewind, and record stuff. To be honest, I don't watch a great deal of Foxtel.
Oh, I reckon
that's what I use my TiVo for.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, TiVo's great. TiVo's great.
And I can't go back once I've been able to pause a TV. Yep. If I go somewhere else, I can't pause the television. I'm pretty angry.
Yeah, exactly. And recording's good too.
I have that happen when I go to my parents over Christmas. It's like can't stop this.
Totally popo.
They only just got a mobile phone for the first time last year, so...
Oh, wow.
It's their high technology.
Cool.
I guess it's Cairns in Australia.
All right, I've got a question for you, Jabba. Now, you don't have to answer this, mate, but I want to ask you a question about Band in the Bubble.
Yeah.
Now, how long were you on there for, mate?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, right. Now, you had someone actually break into the bubble.
Don't tell me that was you.
No, that wasn't me, no. Fuck no. Fuck no. But I actually seen it on TV and I seen your response to it. How were you? Like, were you scared or what?
Oh, look, I was ready to kill the guy. I threw probably a 5 kilo weight at his head. We had ongoing issues with security with our setup there. Basically, people could come down and bash on the glass at any hour, and the producers thought that was good fun because it made the viewing more interesting. But for us, it just, you know, was more and more sleep deprivation. So when someone came in, I saw that as the ultimate kind of disrespect to what the project was and the ultimate threat. And, and you know, I was prepared to use Chuck Norris-style extreme prejudice.
Wow.
and a beard like Chuck Norris.
So would you ever do it again?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was very, very fond of the guys from Regurgitator.
Yeah, great band.
a big fan of their music. So I don't know who, if Jurassic 5 reformed and did it, sure. But I don't know, or the Black Keys. But there's only two guys, so I don't know.
What about Silverchair? What did you do if Silverchair did it?
I think I know those guys too well.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Jason, any questions, mate?
No, that's about it from me.
All right, that's about it. Yeah, that's about it. And what's coming up? Any more Howzos and stuff like that, that sort of thing?
Well, what's coming up? I'm about to go on a motorbike ride to find a pie.
Okay. cool. Good.
And fun. Then hopefully more Howzos and maybe some stuff with CNET and Mumbrella. So some CNET. More online stuff by the look of it.
All cool. Right. Good stuff. All right. All right. Well, thanks, Joe, for being on, mate. I've got no more other questions to ask you, mate. But if you want to talk about anything else.
If you want to drop off, it's all right.
You can drop off, yeah.
All right, I'll hit the hang up button, and if you can send people to my Twitter and my Facebook, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, give us the, give us the link.
Tell
give
us what they are.
Yeah, tell us what they are, mate.
Jabbertron is the Twitter.
Okay.
And Facebook's just / Jabber.
All right, cheers, buddy.
What's the Jabber name?
From Return of the Jedi when I was 10.
Oh, okay.
Changed schools, and these two girls went, "You look like Jabber the Hutt."
Oh, that's great. Harsh.
Yeah, before that it was Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard. So.
Oh, okay. Man.
It might be a better up.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
I shudder to think what fat kids are called these days at school. Can only get worse.
I look forward to watching Howzos again, same. And see which one is you.
Can't wait.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
Mate.
And thanks.
Have
all
a good
the best.
Weekend.
Thanks mate. A lot, you too.
Appreciate
right,
it.
See you later.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right, that was Jabba. Jason, great guy, wasn't he?
Jabba, yeah. He's nice to have a chat too. Very amusing.
All right. Okay, now, app of the week is, what was it? Yeah. Evie,
you've got
it. It's a great app. You should get it. It helps you find things and stuff and restaurants nearby and stuff.
Sounds like Siri and Yelp.
Yeah, but better.
Better?
Better.
But yeah. You give us a bit
so
more
how
info?
Is it better?
Because like, you can type stuff in and it finds you for you and it talks to you.
Can you talk
well,
to it like Siri?
Siri does the same thing.
No, but Siri can do better things, read emails and stuff, but this can't.
Uh-huh.
But but I think you should check it out and just see how it works. But yeah.
Is it free?
It's $1.99.
Yeah, cool. I think I've heard of it, Evie.
Yeah.
I've seen Brad tweeting about it all week.
Yeah,
I use it all the time.
All week.
I love it. So, Casey, what have you been up to, mate? Any news you want to report on?
Well, I just jailbroke my iPhone since, I've been meaning to do that. I go back and forth with the jailbreaks.
Cool.
I know. Every time, you know, they update the OS, and then they pretty much implement a lot of the stuff I would jailbreak for into the OS. So then, you know, when iOS 5 came out, I restored it. I'm like, I never need to jailbreak again. But then, you know, I missed the customization and having Wi-Fi tethering for my laptop instead of having to pay for it or give up my unlimited
So you can't use Hotspot on your iPhone? Do you have Hotspot built into your iPhone?
Well, you can do that with several different apps through the Cydia store.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can pay for it, you know, through AT&T, but I'd have to give up my unlimited data plan that I'm grandfathered into.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got a lot of restrictions for tethering over there.
Yeah,
I don't want to
do that. And plus, I like making my own icons and whatnot in Photoshop.
That's cool.
Be creative.
Can you jail that... does that like break any services with, you know, does it restrict like the usability in any way or with the jailbreak?
No, I mean, anytime I've done it, it only enhances. I mean, you can still buy and download apps from the Apple App Store and everything else works the same. You just have added functionality on top of that generally. It's a pretty deep hack because every time Apple updates the iOS, you know, they make it harder to jailbreak. And so anytime the community comes out with a new jailbreak, it has to go deeper and deeper. So, I mean, compared to like the 2G and 3G jailbreaks, where it's pretty much just a software hack, like now it's a firmware hack and it's pretty deep. But I mean, if you know what you're doing and you know how to restore, it's like a computer, really. Yeah.
Well, doesn't when Apple comes out with a new firmware version for the iOS, does that break it once you, I guess, install it, right?
Then yeah, If you want to get the latest software update from Apple, then you have to completely restore, wipe your phone, you know, and wait for pretty much the community to come out with another one, or you could just not update, which most people do. But in any case, so I did that last night, and for some reason, apparently the mobile terminal app that you can download through the CityS store, which pretty much, you know, is like terminal on your iPhone, is broken now. So I ended up going to the Apple App Store looking for a terminal or SSH app. And usually I'd get iSSH, which is pretty good, but I found an even nicer one, and it's a little bit cheaper. It's $7.99 compared to $9.99 on the App Store. It's called Prompt. Does exactly what it says. It gives you the command prompt, but you can customize and share server connections, and so you can kind of keep all the server addresses, kind of like a like CyberDuck or an FTP client on the desktop. So you can have these, you know, server connections all pre-programmed in, and then really just connect to any server and, you know, have at it.
That'd be very handy.
Yeah, very handy.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Very handy.
And it looks nicer, I think. You know, I'm a sucker for really good interface design, so
cool.
I'll pay more for looks, really.
Yeah, same. I agree. What about apps, Casey? You checked any cool apps this week?
Besides Prompt, that's about it. Okay. I've been kind of...
I had one called eCoffee Card that I started using. I discovered it at the Sydney Airport. One of the coffee places that I always go there have a QR code at the front of the shop. And what happens when you buy a coffee, you take a photo of it using the app and it takes the QR code into it. And then instead of carrying around six different pieces of cardboard or coffee cards, it's all in the app. So after you've had like your 10 coffees or your 9 coffees, the 10th one's free, you just show it to them on their phone that you've already bought 9 of them, the next one's free, and then they can just give it to you, which is much easier than carrying stuff around that can get lost or bulking up your wallet. So they've got that for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry, and it's just very easy. You just take a photo and away you go. I've linked it in, signed into it with Facebook. Very cool. Easy to do as well.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, I think that's a really cool way of doing apps, because I've had so many coffee cards in my wallet that's just bulky. It's just much easier way of doing it.
You like the guy off Seinfeld when he's with his wallet, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got a quick that I found.
Yeah, yep. What's that app, Steve?
That is the paper. I think it's called Paper. The wording's so small. Paper Port Notes, which integrates Dragonly speaking the engine, and you can talk into the iPad and it'll type it out as notes.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet.
So, which is real cool. They integrate that in there. So
nice.
I got to throw that in there. Okay. Yeah, I found it.
And that's called Dragon Dictation, is it?
No, it's Paper Port Notes.
Oh, okay.
And it integrates
but it uses the Dragon engine.
Yeah, the Dragon engine to type right in the notes, because before they do have an app where itself, and then you speak into it, but then you got to transfer it into something else. But this goes directly into the notes, so you don't have to do that.
Nice.
That's useful. Yeah, I can use
if you have an iPhone 4S with Siri, and if you hit the microphone icon on the keyboard in Pages or Notes or what have you, it'll do pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But for an iPad, that's a good workaround.
It is.
Yes.
There's no Siri for it.
They need to have Siri on the iPad too, I reckon.
It's free.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention that I'm very tempted, I think I'm going to buy, is a Raspberry Pi computer.
Oh, what the hell is that?
What?
If you go to raspberrypi.org, there's a computer that's the size of a credit card.
Wow.
And so you can fit it in your wallet, carry it around. It's got an audio jack, RCA video, USB 2, one or two ports, depending on whether you get the A or B model. It's got 128 megs of RAM or 256, depending on if you get A or B model. So the A model has limited features. It's $25 US, and the B model is $35, but you get 256 meg of RAM. You get a LAN controller, so you can plug it into your network. You've got two USB ports. And you can plug in any just about any size SD card. I think they've tested up to about 8 gigs on there. It's got micro USB power and HDMI out. So you could plug it into the back of your TV and watch movies and stuff from it. Or what I want to do is plug my external USB drive into it and make it into a networked USB drive, which you could also stream your movies from. It also supports AirPlay.
Cool.
So nice. You could hook it up to your Apple TV or whatever.
Yep.
And it's, yeah, very nice for $35, you know. Fun to play with. It's got a version of Linux on there, very easy to use. And they've just gone into production. So probably about 3 or 4 weeks you'll be able to buy one online, and I think they're in the UK. But I think it's a really funky little device that'd be fun to play around with, and you could walk around with a computer in your pocket that's got all these ports on it.
Nice. Yeah. Check it out when it comes out, mate.
Yeah. I'll do a video for you, unboxing and all that.
Oh, you're going to get one, are you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, $35.
I might get one too. I think that's about it. Steve, any last words before we go, mate?
Oh, I think that's about it. My iPad app, yeah.
iPad app, and yeah. You've been using your iPad app much, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I use it a lot when there's a couple of magazines and stuff that I read on there. I take it now. I don't take my laptop to Starbucks anymore. I just take the tablet because it's more convenient when I'm in the living room and I don't want to come in here to do stuff. I just do it in there.
Okay. All right, and also a cool app I want to recommend for the iPad is called Band of the Day. Great music app. If you're into music and stuff, into band stuff, great app.
Check it out.
Band of the Day. It's good app. That's about it. Casey, any last words before we go, mate?
Where do we find you online?
I'm on Twitter at Casey Queso, Google Plus, pretty much every day.
every day. Yep. Every week. And me at Brad Oz on the Tech Webcast. Jason, where can they find you, mate?
I'm at bluebilby.com and on Twitter, Warlock, WALOK, and Blue Bilby Apps.
And don't forget the Facebook page, mate.
Yeah.
Facebook page, you want the Facebook page and for his great apps and stuff. And
Facebook.com/bluebilby.
And Steve, where can they find you, mate?
Steve.
You can find me here on the Justin TV channel, justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude, and of course on Twitter, Cheddarbox_live.
Good stuff. All right, and your video is good today, mate. It's not all out of place.
Yeah. Internet just sucks big time. I got two and both. Well, at certain times they suck. So
two internets.
Move to Australia, mate. That's all I want to say.
I have to just get dishing internet.
Just move to Australia. You get internet over here, cable over here, mate. It's a great internet
just,
ever.
Just not Melbourne.
No. Well, yeah, move to Sydney or something.
Sydney and Melbourne.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, Tech Talk for Geeks.